I think that if you believe in what you're doing, like I believe in my videos, even if they're completely ridiculous, and Julie and I make complete like fools of ourselves, we are committed, and it's the confidence in what we're doing, and that's what I think makes anybody awesome.
All right, welcome to Rated NA, the podcast for the website nerdappropriate.com. This is episode number 279, and I'm your host, Matt.
And I'm Ash.
And we're coming to you from a gorgeous rooftop in beautiful San Diego.
We are, yeah. Sorry for the delay in this episode, but we were traveling. So Scott was traveling first, and then I was traveling, and then we got a little bit behind. But we are here.
I traveled too.
Matt traveled too. We were all over the place. It's kind of hard to do stuff when you're traveling. But yeah, we're here with a very special episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Carolina Ravassa, who is the voice of Sombra in Overwatch, is going to be hanging out on this episode talking about not only her adventures as that character, but also a lot of her other endeavors. And she was super fun and incredibly entertaining. I think you guys are going to like it.
Hell yeah.
So let's jump straight into the interview, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about Comic-Con.
Hacking this podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect.
What's up?
I'm so excited. I've been playing so much Sombra lately. I think part of it is because I knew you were coming on, and part of it is because I've always been fascinated with the character. And I love, and we'll get into this a little bit later, but I love how much you love to voice the character. Because, I mean, you're all over YouTube doing the character, and I think it's spectacular.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy playing her, so it's been a good thing. Thank God, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. If you get stuck playing some character that you absolutely hated and had to do the voice all the time, you'd probably be pretty ticked off.
Imagine that. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Yeah.
So right now, you're in New York, right?
I am.
Yeah, that would explain our internet problems. New York can give us problems,
really?
Too.
Why?
Yeah, one of our guys is New York, and sometimes he has connectivity issues, too. I think it's because of the Wi-Fi in the big buildings. I don't know. You would know more about hacking and things.
Ah, that could be it.
Yeah.
I know. You know, everywhere I go, there seems to be tech problems, and they blame me, but clearly, I don't know what the heck's going on.
Right. Right. Well, we
are not hacking the system, okay, guys?
I know. The cool thing about this interview is I actually reached out to Twitter and to Reddit for a bunch of questions that we'll get to a bit later, but I was not anticipating the number. Well, I should have, because I play Overwatch and I know how many millions of people love the game. But once I reached out to Reddit and to Twitter, I got, you know, dozens and dozens of questions for you from a lot of very eager Overwatch fans. So that's going to be kind of fun to address
some
of those. Yeah, I kind of weeded out the ones, you know, that were obviously you're not going to be able to answer, like, what's the future of Overwatch? You know, the questions that are...
Yeah, thanks, guys.
yeah, absolutely. So I got rid of some of those, but there were a lot of really great questions that I'm excited to
get to. Luckily, Doomfist is out, so I don't need to answer any questions.
Oh, I know, right?
Who Doomfist is.
Yes, yeah. That one was on the horizon. I mean, I feel like the Sombra reveal took even longer than Doomfist. But,
that's true.
Yeah, people were really excited about Sombra for a really long time. But yeah, Doomfist is right around the corner, and I'm very excited for that guy as well. But let's get started with the, where you got your start acting, because your site, Hispanglo-Saxon, is hilarious and awesome, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. But where did you actually, you know, when, at what age did you decide that you wanted to act, and when did you sort of decide that this was going to be your future?
Oh my God, I like to tell people that I didn't choose acting, it chose me. Mm-hmm. I was 5 years old and I auditioned for a musical in my school because I was kind of hyperactive, and I think the director of the play was like, oh, she might be good, you know? Mm-hmm. And then so I got cast as Gretel in The Sound of Music, and I loved being on stage and performing and learning from the older actors and all this stuff. So since then, I've just always wanted to do theater. So I continued doing theater, you know, in middle school and high school. And then I just decided I had to study it in college because it was the only thing that I really, truly loved. And then from then on, that's just, you know, pursuing in acting professionally in New York has been kind of what happened after college. And it's been a good long 10 years of waiting tables, auditions, deceptions, and then a little bit of success, you know.
That is awesome that you've been you know, busting your ass for a whole decade. I mean, that's, you know, we have a lot of people on, and I love hearing their origin stories, because typically you have to go through a lot to get, you know, to get a role, any sort of role.
Yeah.
And now you're in this role that is, I'm sure, is exposing you to a community of people that are insanely eager to, you know, to see what you're doing next. I mean, I look at the numbers on some of your YouTube videos, and you're racking in literally millions at this point, of very excited fans. And that's just got to feel fantastic.
It's crazy. I mean, I think it does show that hard work and persistence, perseverance, drive, all of that pays off. Because believe you me, I have spent nights crying because I didn't book that role I wanted, or you know, preparing like crazy for something and not getting it.
Yeah.
Because we do get rejected 98% of the time. So I feel like now, and still, you know, I still audition and don't get stuff. Obviously, it never stops. So I think it's just a reminder of continuing. But every now and then we get to taste some fruit of the nectar, and it's, or nectar of the fruit. What does one say? And you know, and then it just feels great. So I am very grateful to Blizzard and Sombra and, you know, everything that it brings. And you know, the fact that I was doing my web series before is just awesome, because now people can watch the content if they want to learn more or see other work I've done, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, there are a couple things that really made me want to have you on the show. One was, like I told you before we started recording, I stumbled upon your YouTube channel, Hispanglo-Saxon. And I thought the content was not only hilarious, but the message was really strong and really important. Can you tell our listeners who may have not encountered your channel yet, what exactly your channel is all about?
Well, it all came out of frustration and sadness and a little bit of anger, I guess, and comedy, you know. I've been auditioning for 10 years, and I am Colombian, I'm Hispanic, but and I was born and raised there, but a lot of casting directors and directors didn't believe I was Spanish because I looked too white to play Hispanic. So after a million of different kind of experiences where people are telling me that I'm not the ethnicity or nationality that I am, you know, I decided to tell them in a sketch comedy kind of vignette form. So a lot of the experiences are just people telling me that I don't look like I speak Spanish, or, you know, stuff like this happening. And I think that in the end, the message is, you know, don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing. Or that now, because of globalization, you know, everybody looks like a million different things. So, you know, there are Afro-Latinos, there are Asian Latinos. And I think that we need to just expand our idea about nationalities and ethnicities just intermingling. And now we're all just kind of global citizens, you know, especially acting, I guess, because we get pigeonholed and we get typecast. And so I want people to believe that I am American, and I'm Hispanic, and both of those, you know, aren't mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I was laughing out loud at a number of the videos on there, and you're right. I mean, with globalization happening, I think everybody is a bit of a mix of something. I don't even know. Like, my dad was adopted, so I have no idea what the heck I even am. And,
yeah.
And my son, who I was talking about before I started recording with you, he's a quarter Asian. So it's just, it's very, like, I think everybody at this point, because of, you know, how quickly the world is kind of growing closer, everyone's a little bit of something. So I think
yeah,
your channel is really topical, and I think it's really accurate too.
Thank you. I've had fun doing it.
Yeah. I mean,
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, like I said earlier, you're having great success on YouTube using, you know, really simple tech, and you're going around and talking with the other Overwatch actors and having a good time. And those videos are racking in hundreds of thousands of hits. I mean, it's really fantastic. And there's nothing, I mean, it kind of shows you sort of the love and the passion that the fans have for you guys as voice actors in Overwatch. I mean, just like the raw numbers on those videos are pretty staggering.
Yeah, I kind of don't understand it, to be honest. You know, I poured my heart and soul into Hispanglo-Saxon, and, you know, you're just fighting for people to see it, and you might get, I don't know, 400 views because your mom and your aunt and some extended family saw it.
Right.
And then, you know, I do a 2-minute video on the street with Mercy, and that thing goes crazy, which is wonderful because it just brought viewers to my channel. So it is a fascinating thing. I think the Overwatch community is is full of love and wants to know more about the voice actors and really loves the interactions. And it's all genuine. I mean, I've met most of the voice actors and we all have a really good time together. So it's just, I think Blizzard put together a really awesome team. And I love hanging out with all of them. If, you know, if I'm in the same city they are, I definitely look them up. And so that's been really cool. It's been special to kind of have this new family. I don't know. It's a strange thing that came about, and all of a sudden it's just wonderful, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're definitely onto something there. I think, you know, I think a lot of, and this is actually, you know, I ran into a YouTube comment, which you never should read the comments, but for some reason I was like cruising through stuff. And I ran into a YouTube comment about some of your videos, and one person was like, you know, everyone should thank her because she's, you know, bringing the actors closer together and in turn making the Overwatch community tighter by giving us, you know, these great videos that are so much fun. And most of the comments, which you don't see on YouTube all too often, were incredibly positive for your video. So I think that's really cool.
Oh my God. Thank you. I mean, I haven't seen that comment. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was on the one with you and Mercy in the street. I think that was, it was somewhere down the chain in that one. Yeah.
I just realized, you know, I did the first one I did with Anjali was so much fun, and that one kind of went crazy. And then all of a sudden, I was like, "Oh, we're onto something here." So it's been a mix of Anjali and myself kind of reaching out to different voice actors, and also just because it's so fascinating. Like, I want to understand more of where they came from, and we aren't just voice actors. A lot of us, you know, like Lucy Pohl's got a comedy show, and we're gonna go support it in 2 days, you know, with Jen Cohn, who's Farrah. So like, I think that we just love knowing that these are multi-talented people who do all sorts of things, and it's not just, it's not just Overwatch, but I mean, Overwatch is the big thing that brought us together, so it's a great thing, you know?
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to support each other creatively, you know, and kind of created some weird fun family of superheroes.
Yeah, it's really, really special. It's really cool. I try not to read the comments, but, you know, of course we do. And I must say, most of them are, 95% of them are positive. So it's really wonderful. And I think that Blizzard also just set out to create a positive show. So, you know, it's bringing together people that want that, you know.
Absolutely.
And when people are negative, I think other people shut them down. So I think it's kind of cool that we're just trying to keep it really, really colorful, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I, you know, right after my son was born, I pretty much like it was the type of game that I could play for like 5 minutes at night while he finally went to sleep, you know, and then I just kept playing. I've been playing it since it launched. I still play, you know, a couple times a week at least. So it definitely has this longevity that is really fantastic. And I wanted to jump over and quickly talk a little bit about BlizzCon and the reveal of Sombra, because I was watching from home and I was watching the live stream of it. You're at BlizzCon and they were, you know, taking a really long time to reveal Sombra, and they had this ARG going for a number of months. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Sombra finally drops at BlizzCon last year. What was that like as an actor? And then finally being able to say, oh, here's this character that, I mean, it must have been incredibly overwhelming.
It was a mix of things. I mean, I know that the other voice actors who were launched at the very beginning of the game, I think they recorded like a year and a half or two before the game came out. I only had to wait like 4 months. I recorded starting August. So the wait for me wasn't that long. I think they had prepped her and what she looked like and what she did way before, you know, recording the voice. So luckily I didn't wait that long. And I also had no idea all the preamble and the ARG for hers. And I didn't even know what ARG was.
Right.
So for me, it was just like, okay, so I guess they're unveiling my character, BlizzCon, and, well, one, I didn't really know what BlizzCon was, and two, I thought Sombra was maybe, like, a side character. Like, I didn't realize how cool she was, just in the grand scheme of things.
Right, right.
So, for me, it was, like, a really cool sort of, it was just a very unexpected thing, and then when I started hacking the screens at BlizzCon, I was sitting in the audience, you know. And I had recorded that video, so obviously I knew that was me coming up, but, you know, I didn't know, like, what the effect was going to be, and people went crazy, and I got a little bit nervous. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, right?
You know? And I was with a gamer friend, and he was geeking out, because I was like, this is me! And, you know, so, it's just been a really, really kind of positive explosion. I think after BlizzCon, I was a little brain dead, because I'd never experienced, you know, being in a convention for 3 days, the crazy lights inside the convention, and then also just like fans and autographs and stuff like that. Like, that was my first experience doing that. So I think I got home and I just felt like a rag doll. You know, I just needed a massage and, like, to sleep, you know, 12 hours or something.
It's a lot, but, absolutely. I mean, the spotlight was definitely on you,
yeah,
like, big time, you know. So that's fantastic. I mean, I remember watching from home.
No, it was so special.
I remember.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I watched from home and I just remember I too totally geeked out because I had been, you know, following the ARG and I was like totally into it. And I was like, couldn't wait to see what the character was all about. And then I actually got tricked when the screen went fuzzy. I was just like, oh, shit, it's my internet connection. I was like one of those dummies that was like, oh, man, my internet connection must suck. So I totally got fooled. And then,
no, you weren't one of those dummies. I think the tech guys at BlizzCon didn't even know that the beginning of that video was like that.
Oh,
so
really?
They had a freak out moment thinking, oh, my God, our screens went blank. It wasn't, I think everybody was thinking, uh-oh, you know?
Yeah, that is
fantastic. I love it.
That's so cool. Well, I'm glad it ended up working out and you had a good time. And you've been doing, I mean, I've been kind of following you. You've been doing cons like crazy since then, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, I started getting invited literally the day after Sombra launched. And then I was like, what does one do at a convention? How does this work? So I definitely sought advice from the other voice actors who, you know, had a little more experience doing that. But yeah, I'm grateful to have been busy and I've gotten to see some really cool places. So yeah, I'm down for, you know, maybe a monthly convention just because it keeps me on my toes and I'm still auditioning and stuff. So it's,
yeah.
You know, it's a nice balance.
And there's so much fun. It must be cool to connect with fans. I mean, that was actually one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is like I ran into a post about you on Reddit and it was just from a fan that met you, I think, out in Australia that said you were like incredibly kind and you did all this stuff for him, and I was just like, well, that's just fantastic. You don't hear about that too often. So
Oh awesome. Yeah, no, Australia was a beautiful, wonderful, incredible experience. So it's, you know, the fans just give me love. How can I not give them love back, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, we have a number of fun questions from both Twitter and from Reddit, so let's go ahead and dive into
some of these.
The first one is from Meme Lord on Twitter, who's at Induxin. And Meme Lord asks, if you could voice any other character in Overwatch, who would it be? And who do you think you could do? And I've actually heard you do a number of voices now from watching your videos.
Funny. You know, I think for my response for this has been Widowmaker for a while, just because I love talking like this. And she taught me some lines. And so I'm like, okay, I think I could do Adieu, Cherie. I think French
perfect.
Is really fun and cool. Listen, if Lucia was a chick, I would love to voice a Brazilian character because I'm totally into Brazilian culture and Portuguese. So, yeah, I guess those two.
That's good. That's a really good one. Yeah, but I mean, it is pretty fantastic that you've got a chance to hang out with the rest of them and to kind of trade voices back and forth. Those videos are hilarious.
No, nice. Good. I enjoy doing them.
All right. So the next question is from the original Hyrule on Twitter. It says, how did you find the perfect way to fine tune your voice to match Sombra? So how did you come up with the Sombra voice?
You know, I auditioned with two different kind of Hispanic accents. One was, you know, just kind of like Sombra talks, and then another one was like a Puerto Rican New Yorker, because I wasn't sure exactly what kind of Latino they needed. And, you know, and then once they cast me, I think it was a mix of, you know, Andrea Toyas is our director, our voice director, and she kind of fine-tuned where they wanted the accent, because, you know, it could be really, really heavy in Spanish like this, or like just a little bit where you kind of don't feel it like this, you know. So we kind of a middle ground, which I liked. And I had always, since the audition, I kind of just put forward, you know, a lower tone or lower register voice. Like my badass characters just come out with a lower tone. So I think that they liked that. And so, you know, it was a mix of, I mean, they've, you know, Blizzard and Michael and Andrea have just been instrumental in directing us. So it was kind of all of us finding the balance, you know.
It's, I mean, you did a great job with the character, because I listened to a lot of VO and games, and there's just there's something special about Sombra's voice. She does kind of, she radiates badassery, you know. She just has this snark to her that's just absolutely perfect that I think you nailed.
Thank you. I love the dry sense of humor. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's really good. So the next question is from DG Eddie, who's at Mata for Nui on Twitter. He says, how can I be a master booper? And that's one rank before Carolina herself. So he wants to know how he can become a master booper.
Oh, my Lord. Well, this is how I'm a master booper. I use a lot of what's that stuff called to clean your hands? The
sanitizer?
That kills I use a lot of hand sanitizer, and I just boop people on their noses. That's about it.
That's it.
No, I'm kidding. But honestly, because I don't play a lot of Overwatch, I have no idea, like, if he's actually asking, you know, how do I master Sombra? Because I have no idea.
Right.
So just believe in yourself. Have some confidence, and that's how you'll be a master booper.
That's it. It's all about the confidence.
Totally.
So the next is from Beatrice Marr, who's at Queen Bila on Twitter. And she says, all right, Carolina is the most awesome person on the planet. Any tips on how to be awesome like you?
Oh, my God. People are too funny.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
Listen, thank you for saying I'm awesome. Can I just say, I think that I've been thinking a lot about this. And I think we fall in love with people. And I'm not talking about romantic love, although it can be that. But I think that, just in general, the people we admire and look up to and either want to be like or want to date or whatever or want to be friends with, I think we fall in love with their charm. And that charm has to do with confidence. And I think that if you believe in what you're doing, you're going to radiate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and,
no, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm kind of going off topic with this, but I think, you know, I don't know if I'm awesome. I'm trying. I do a lot of fun stuff for the fans, but I think that if you believe in what you're doing, like I believe in my videos, even if they're completely ridiculous and Julie and I make complete like fools of ourselves, we are committed and it's the confidence in what we're doing. And that's what I think makes anybody awesome, you know?
Absolutely. I think that's a really great message too. And I think, you know, more people could stand to really believe that and just kind of go out there and do fun, creative things. I mean, that's really what, you know, our site's really been all about, is just celebrating that silly creative spirit that people have and hopefully, you know, turning people on to new things. So I think that's a great message. Absolutely.
Well, that's what makes us unique. You know, our weirdness is what's going to make us shine. That's what made, you know, Steve Jobs shine. That's anybody who's successful, I think, is because they're just kind of letting their uniqueness, which can be weird, take over. And that's what, you know, that's what in the end is successful, I think. If not, we're just boring.
I completely agree. Completely agree. So the next one is from The Boy from Mars. And this is a silly one, but it's fun. He says, what would you do in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh my God. What would I do?
I would just die. There's no,
I guess,
there's
right?
No way I would survive.
Shoot. I mean, you know, I'd try to like make some weapons and, try to find some food first and foremost. I don't know. What a crazy question. Maybe I'd try and like bring a really tough friend with me, you know, so they can help me out if like, I don't know, danger comes. I'm terrible at these things. That's why I would never play D&D or any of that crazy stuff or have to make stuff up. I can't.
Yeah, it's a hard question because, you know, I think if you watch a lot of zombie shows, most people don't make it. So I think I'd be on that list of people that don't make
that's
it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay.
I'll just die.
There's a good answer. I'm just not going to make it.
Exactly.
So the next question is from Reddit, and this is from Mongoose Mancer. And Mongoose Mancer asks, are there any parallels between Sombra's personality and your own in everyday situations?
Oh my God, I wish. I mean, she's just so badass. Listen, the one thing I keep saying is I do think that we share her kind of dry sense of humor. I share her dry sense of humor. And maybe that's part of why I booked this role. You know, I just clicked into how she can be kind of so wry and a little bit quirky, but like dark. But witty. I mean, I think that I enjoy all of that.
Right.
And again, I think I also believe in her confidence, and I think I have that. So I kind of just understand those things. So I would say those are the. And then her dance skills. Hello.
Yeah, those dance videos you guys did were fantastic. I thought that was so hilarious. Whose idea was that? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, honestly, like I as soon as they came out, I had fans asking me immediately to do the dance, and I was like, oh my God, I need to start rehearsing this. But Anjali finally put together, you know, she filmed all the guys in LA, she filmed all the chicks in New York, and then we reached out to, like, I reached out to Widowmaker, and but Anjali put them all together and she edited them and stuff, so it was mostly, you know, all of her.
That's so cool that you guys did that, though. That blew up all over the place. All of a sudden it was on like every single gaming channel, was just you guys dancing around, which I just thought was cool. You don't see that all that often, you know.
We have a fun time being a little ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, this is the way you got to be. It's great. So this one is from Reddit also. It's from Paranoid Drone. And Paranoid Drone asks, what motivated you to start making videos of your interactions with other Overwatch cast members? So what was the sort of the catalyst that made you start and want to start recording these?
Literally, it was a mistake. I mean, I knew Lucio had done the video that kind of went viral with everybody. But I didn't think like, oh, I need to do that. It was that I went to LA for a job, and I Anjali and I kind of hit it off at the BlizzCon party, and so we're like, oh, we need to get to know each other better. And at the end of our coffee, you know, hangout session, we were in her car, and we're like, oh, let's take a picture for the fans, you know?
Right.
And then I was like, no, wait, let's do a video. And so we were like, what do we do? And so then I asked her, I was like, what are your voice lines? And she goes, you were not meant for greatness. And I try and work on my Indian accent. It isn't great. But then I'm like, you know, we felt compelled to do each other's voice lines in each other's accents. So we did that. And it was, I think it's like a 30-second video. And then I posted it to my Hispanglo-Saxon YouTube channel because I felt it went... it connected with all my videos, which are about accents and ethnicities. So I thought, you know what? This isn't totally disconnected. And then she does her YouTube channel series, I Am Fun Size. And so all of a sudden we're like, okay, we did two little fun videos and we posted them, literally thinking nothing of it. And then boom, they kind of went crazy. And so we're like, oh, this is really fun. We should just, you know, reach out to other voice actors. So that's kind of how it got going. But it was kind of a mistake. It was a really nice thing to stumble upon.
It's a great mistake. You know, sometimes magical things happen like that on accident. And I think it, you know, it is really cool. You know, if you follow the site at all or the show at all, like I'm a big fan of voice acting in games and think like the art form has really elevated gaming, especially in about the past decade. It's just made games so much better. And seeing you guys kind of, you know, embracing one another and kind of interacting with the fans is just awesome. And I can tell just by the number of responses we got on social media for you. It's just it's got to be really, really cool.
All awesome. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we have some silly lightning round questions that we usually ask people to wrap things up. And these are kind of meant to be answered as quickly as possible. You can take your time if you want to, but they're just silly questions to kind of see what your very first gut reaction response will be. Are you ready?
Oh, no. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. So first question is, would you get along with a 15-year-old version of yourself?
Yes.
You would? You would. I would
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you know, I was
kind
of a mature.
Like
I was a mature teen. I was boring, so I think I would get along with myself.
Oh, man. I was the most immature 15-year-old. I would absolutely hate
That's
me.
That's funny.
All right.
Great question.
What is the first movie you remember ever seeing in the movie theater?
Oh, my God. I don't know if it was the first, but I remember Beethoven like crazy. The dog one.
Oh, yeah. That was yep. That's a good one. That's a very good
in
one.
In the movie theater. Or maybe like Aladdin or Beauty and the Beast, whichever came first.
Oh, man. I saw Back to the Future in the theater as a kid, and that one always sticks
nice.
With me. I remember my mom, I think I even cried. I made her buy me a skateboard on the way home because that was the first time I think I had ever seen one. I still have it. It's like really
old, my God.
But I still have it.
We just met Christopher Lloyd at the Australia convention, and I almost fainted. I mean, that was crazy.
Oh, I bet. He's super, super iconic. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So next question. You've been kidnapped. You can call on the characters from one television show or video game to make a rescue attempt. Which show do you pick?
Holy cow. Oh my God. This is, let me think. I mean, I should say Overwatch, right?
I mean, you can.
No, all I'm thinking is this is terrible, but like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm like, I need this like big guy to come and rescue me. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you can go.
You
with
know
the...
what? Freaking Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman come rescue me. That's
there you go.
What?
That's amazing. That movie was so great. I loved it. If you could hack any one thing, what would you hack?
I would hack the planet.
Oh, it's perfect. That's still one of my favorite movies. I love Hackers. Okay.
I need to rewatch it. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean it holds up in the weirdest way possible, that it's still sort of like a 90s like fever dream, but it
mm-hmm.
holds up like a 90s fever dream. If you could only eat one
food. Watch it tonight. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, you should
that.
Definitely watch it. If you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what food would you eat?
Oh Lord. I think acai from Brazil, that superfood fruit. I lived in Brazil for a while, and it's crack. I mean, it's amazing.
I've never had it. I'm going to have to try this.
Oh, my God. You have to have the bowl with a little granola and cut up banana inside, but the Brazilian way. It can't be like this watered down like smoothie version. It's like acai.
Okay. I'll try and I'm actually going to the other coast, so they may actually have it there. I know they don't have it in my neck of the woods. So.
All right. Okay.
We're getting near the end. Oh, do they? At Whole Foods? Okay. I have one of those, so maybe I'll just go pick it up.
all right.
You're stranded on a desert island, and a small box washes up on shore. What's inside that box?
My translocator.
It's perfect. All right. The last question, perhaps the most important of all. The perfect pizza is one topped with blank.
Artichoke hearts.
Really? I've never even had that in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh. Get a, like, if you go to a Brick Oven Pizza Place, get a margarita and then add artichoke hearts to it. Dying open.
Wow. This is the first, you're the first guest. We asked the pizza question to everyone, and you're the first person that's had a piece of pizza that has stumped me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you threw me a curveball. Well, there you go. Well, thank you so much for hanging out and coming on the show.
This was so incredibly fun.
Oh, thank you. Where can people find you on social media, and do you have any other shows or anything coming up that people can actually find you in person?
So social media on Twitter, I'm Carolina Ravassa. My name, Instagram is just Ravassa, my last name, and Facebook and YouTube, they're Hispanglo-Saxon. Cause I'm a Hispanic and an Anglo-Saxon. That's how people remember it. Cause they have trouble saying the word, although you pronounced it perfectly.
I practiced a bunch of times. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
I'm like Hispanglo-Saxon. There we go. I
got it. Good job. And what shows right now? Let's see. No. Right now I'm just auditioning for stuff. I might shoot a film in Italy in the fall. So that's going to be something cool.
Awesome.
In the near future. And I did a horror film called Havana Darkness. We shot it in Cuba last year. That should be coming out soon, but I don't know yet. So when it'll be. So, you know, I put all that stuff on Twitter once I know it's
awesome.
Coming out. You know,
well, when that comes out, you'll have to come back and hang out with us and we can talk about that.
Oh my gosh, for sure. That'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ash. Have a wonderful evening. And,
you too.
And boop your baby for me.
I will boop the heck out of him.
Awesome.
All right, we are back, and that was Carolina Ravassa.
Yeah.
You know, we say this all the time, but it's really cool when guests come on and have really unique and fun things to say. And I've been playing so much freaking Overwatch over the past year that for me, this was like one of my dream interviews. If you're listening to this for the first time and you are an Overwatch fan, first of all, thank you. Second, if you want to hear more of the Overwatch voice cast, just please let us know. Reach out to us on social media at NerdAppropriate and say, hey, we want to hear more of these guys, and I will do my best to get them on the show.
We'll track them down.
Yeah, because, you know, I think it's really interesting what she's doing. And one of the reasons, if you listen to the interview, one of the reasons why I wanted to have her on is because she's kind of going out of her way to unite the voice cast. She's getting the voice cast to come together and do these funny videos. And
yeah.
It's racking up all sorts of internet traffic and hits. And it's really cool to see her, you know, trying to make everyone be pals. I think that's really neat.
That's cool. And a little community.
Yeah. Yeah. And her site, her website, Hispanglo-Saxon, is really cool too, because it's doing a lot of things to kind of bring people together and open some eyes. So I think that's pretty special too. So. I think she shared all her social media links in the interview, because we're recording this like a week after the interview and I don't really remember what they are at this point. But definitely check those out as well, because she was fantastic to have on the show.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this now, we are actually at San Diego Comic-Con. It's about to start in a couple days. So Matt and I are out here now. We're going to be doing all sorts of fun interviews and, you know, checking out panels and events and all sorts of things. So definitely, you know, keep your ears peeled. Subscribe to us in our feed. And, of course, we'll be putting all sorts of new episodes up in the feed over the course of the week, which
yeah.
will be fun. And you can follow us on social media, and that's at NerdAppropriate on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook page, which is /NerdAppropriate on Facebook. You can email us directly, and that's Matt, Scott, or Ash at NerdAppropriate.com.
We'll be gramming all week, too.
Yeah, we're going to be on Instagram. So Instagram/NerdAppropriate, we'll be taking all sorts of fun pictures and things of that nature. So
stories.
I think, yeah.
Filters.
Lots of filters.
other live streams?
Are we going to live stream something?
I doubt we'll have the internet capability.
Probably not. Anyway, this was a fun interview. Thanks to Carolina Ravassa for coming on once again. And we'll be back all week with all new stuff.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, this is not too loud. Hello, Ash.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you're good. Scott might disagree.
Who cares about Scott?
That guy.